Okay, Rabbi, so Zach is Azori. First of all, we'll say a few words about the Heiliger Rebbe, the Maranayim, and then we'll get to some Kedushas Levi, whose yard site was last yesterday. So still in 3 days from the Kedushas Levi. The first Abyssal Maranayim. So the Maranayim in Parshas Gracious with many things. And he brings down the Yesod that the Rabbi Shalom created the whole Bria Be'etzim without the Torah, because the state Aloshon and Zoyer, Meredik Aloshon and Zoyer, Chelik Aleph, to Yufta the Chashucha Leskalala bin Nahoira. It is the Taiva, the yearning of the Choshech to be included and to be absorbed and to be enveloped and swallowed up by the light. To Yufta the Chashucha Leskalala bin Nahoira. Every Choshech wants to be dissolved in light. And therefore the Rebbe Shlomo made the world originally was Choshech, Vayer, Vayboiker. And that's why a mensch starts off with the Choshech as well. And we are born with Katnas HaSeichel. And a Katn has no Seichel. And a baby has no Seichel. Because Katnas is called Nukva Lagabi Gadlus. Katnas is called Nekeva, which means, so to speak, passive and Shvach compared to Gadlus. But that is these are the beautiful words. Tiyufta the Chashucha Leskala bin Nahoira. But he says, Meredik of Shad over here, the reason why there's katnas is because when you're a katan, you have big ambitions. Katanim have ambitions. Gedolim already been there, done it, v'mezogt. Ich bin schein zat. But a katan, milapis, a katan wants to make something of himself, do something. And this is the Yesod in the Ganze Sefer Maranayim. Come on, every parashi chazes it over. That the Rebbein Shalom, everything we see in this world is really a bait. It's bait to hop on that we should go to a high madrega. And any taiva we see in this world, so the person will say to himself, if he sees a taiva, and he sees himself as he's a chocolate, and he wants to fresh a shtickle chocolate or eat up a big piece of ice cream with some, be a nice cold ice cream scoop on top of a hot brownie, it's the ultimate dessert. Or he's going to a smorgasbord and a fresh, a me'est, a me'zoif. This is all just the opposite. What the Rebbeinu is saying is, Nar, you want something really sweet? Get out of here and run to the base medrash and learn the Gemara, learn a shtickle Gemara, learn a shtickle Mori Nayim, learn a shtickle Orach Haim HaKudosh, learn a shtickle Halach Lamaisa. Come on, don't be stupid. You want Zizkite? Zizkite is Torah. V'harvno Hashem Elokeinu Devreis Oris Chavafinu V'fi Yamcha Beis Yol. Harevna, Zizkite is Torah. Hashem just awakening you the desire for Zizkite. But don't be foolish and squander the desire for Zizkite on a brownie topped with some chocolate ice cream, or maybe vanilla. And he says, this is a Meredik of Pshat, he says. That's the Pshat that, this is a Meredik of Pshat, that Yosef HaTzadik, when Eishes Potiphar, after a year of seducing him, he was about to give in to her, it came that day. So the Gemara says in Saita that he saw the Mus Yuknei Shalaviv B'toich HaChaloyim. Yosef saw his father's face looking at him through the window. And it's really a pella, because wasn't Yankov think Yosef was dead at that time? Yosef sees Yankov. What's Yankov doing with Mitzrayim? And if Yosef actually saw Yankovinos, was the big godless that he didn't give in to the taiva. You would see, if you want to do a vera, and I'd be looking down at you, you'd be scared. You wouldn't do it. If I'm looking through the window, see me watching, you jump. I know you. No question about it. Even Gedalia, want to do a vera and I'm looking through the window? You wouldn't do it. Especially if Liana was looking through the window, Yizichir wouldn't do it. So what's the big kunz? What's the big kunz? If Zisha Katz, Mrs. Katz, looking through the window, he wouldn't do an Aveira. So what's the Bekunz? Yosef, his father's watching him. The Teretz is that Yosef made his father appear. Listen to this pshat. Because Yanga Avinu, we know, is called Teferis. Avram is Chesed. and Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yaakov is Tiferes is beauty. Tiferes is gorgeous, splendid, magnificent. So Yosef HaTzadik said, oh, she's very pretty. Oh, she's pretty, wow, oh, she's gorgeous. But you know what? My father Yaakov is even more beautiful. She's just bait. She's just a test. Hashem is testing me. Do you want to have this chitzonis dike proste shiksa beauty? I give it to this. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But are you going to give in to this treife, shvashtunkene, fadorbene, this shiksa? This is the teferis you want to be yaitzi with. You want to be yaitzi with a zamen shenkite. Very pretty punim. But remember, like the Gemara says, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you really want emergency break down your taiva, remember the Gemara says in Shabbos, that you know what a woman is? Gemara Shabbos, Kuftun Beis. Isha is chemes malaya tsoya, upia malaya dam. A woman is a big barrel full of schmutz. She's full of garbage inside of her. And the mouth of the barrel is full with blood, dam nida. That gives you a, well, that sort of shakes you up, what a woman's all about. She looks very beautiful on the outside. But on the inside, you know what she is? Just a big pot full of excrement, of tzoya, and pia malaya dam, dam vashtunken, the dam nida. Disgusting. So Yosef HaTzadik looked at her as upon him, and he saw that the real teferis is the top of the Yankov Avinu. That's real beautiful. Because teferis means to be oisgarbet. Teferis means to be a person who's midas, or worked out, who's refined, who's close to the Rabbanu Shalom, who's MS. This is Yankov Avinu. Yankov is all worked out beautifully. That's beautiful. So Yosef made Yankov's the most yukna come to him. It's not that Yankov came to Yosef. Yankov didn't know Yosef was alive, right? Allegedly. It means Yosef, in his mind, conjured up the vision of Yankov Avinu, and that's what kept him from chait. Gevaltig pshat. And he says, again, I'm telling you only a synopsis, a mashu, shemashu, that when it comes to Avas Hashem, you should know, Avas Hashem is different than every other Ava. Because with Avas Hashem, it's not enough to say, oh, Hashem is a zoi shein, it's a zoi shein to zayin a heilige mensch. No. Ava without yira is garnished. You can love your children without having fear for your children, obviously. You can love a lot of things without fear. And you can love eating steaks without fear. And you can love ice cream without fear. And you can love your wife without fear. That's the problem. But the Rabbanu Shalom, to say you love the Rabbanu Shalom without yira, ain't no klum. And most people talk, they think love the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's not emes. When the going is good, and they're making commissions, they're making money, and it's coming around the geld, and everything is good, and you go on vacation, and everything is fine, oh, we love the Rabbanu Shalom. But you love yourself. So gonish, that's not Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is you have yira shemayim. Oy, chitzit for the Rabbanu Shalom. Avas Hashem means I thank Hashem for giving me the schus. They made me to serve Him, and He made me to fear Him. That's the Ava. The Ava is that I have the schus. That I'm alive. That Hashem took me nothing. Bria ketana shefelach ben garsh. Ashtik garnished. Ashtik chaimis mali tzaya. And the Rabbi Shalom allows me to put on this tefillin. Hashem allows me to put on this tzitzis. He allows me to learn this Torah Kedosha. And I have a shrek for the Rabbi Shalom. And who am I? I'm a nothing. Sitting from the Rabbanu Shalom, I should learn properly the Shema, and then I love the Rabbanu Shalom for giving the opportunity. Does he stava? And the Moranan goes on and on the parsha, beautiful, beautiful things. And he says, you should know that as little as we are, you should know that nothing in the world gives the Rabbanu Shalom as that tainuk like our avoda. You should realize if you love Hashem, and you want to make Hashem happy. The way is just serve Hashem. Hashem has more tainik from our learning right now. We're sitting here by Shir. We're tired. It's late at night. So what does it mean something? It's gewaltig. Because it means more to the Rabbanu Shalom than all the songs of the Malachi Asharis and Shemayim. Because Malachi Asharis never get tired. They're 24/7. They don't get tired. And the Malachi Asharis don't do Averis. And they don't take off. And they don't have Taivas. They have nothing. So they're robots. We are not robots. Are you a robot? You're not a robot. No. Every minute by you is schwer. It's a melus. Staying up right now is hard. I'd rather go to sleep myself right now. I'd rather be home. Relax. Tired. It's a long day. Long, hard day. And still, we're learning Torah here tonight. Hashem says, ooh, so it's like a schmack. The body is screaming, I'm tired, keep quiet, close your eyelids. And then the Neshama says, nay, stay off, lavayas abayre. There's no tainuk. Noitzchim she esachumrius v'ara u'machnina smol v'yamin. We overcome our flesh, and the right side of us overcomes the left side. And Ben's about to go to sleep in any second. But he's struggling there, he's hanging in there. A cup of coffee will do you wonders. So, ein lecha tainuk shedover hamineya mishapich l'toiv. Something that really is against the Rebbeinu Shlom becomes a friend of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Our flesh, the Yetzirah, is such an enemy of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And we're mahapich l'toiv, dover maneya. So Mela, that's why he says, that's the pshat in another Zohar Kaddish, state in Chedek Aleph, Ilmoli Yetzirah, Chedvus HaDishmaitz Lehavi. If not for the Yetzirah, there'd be no fun in learning. The whole fun of learning Torah is that the Yetzirah says, what are you learning for? Read the paper. Zisha, go home and do the crossword puzzle. Do me a favor. Go home, read the Reader's Digest. Get out of here. Comic page. Your daughter's comic book is very gishmak. Tassan, Spider-Man is for you. What are you wasting your time with this Gemara? What's Patitza's tight, Zisha? Let's get real. You enjoy the New York Times better than this. You want to read the financial pages. You like the Wall Street Journal, Ms. Tamil. You get the Wall Street Journal every day? Yes or no? Do you get the Wall Street Journal? He's pleading the fifth. He's not answering. He loves reading the Wall Street Journal. It goes through the stock pages, up and down and down and up. Ah, the Dow Jones up today or Dow Jones down today? Where's the Dow Jones going today? Up. Did it hit 12,000 yet? 8 points. Did it ever hit 12,000 lately? It had said 12,000. I have no idea. Last I heard about it was 11,000. The kids, the yo-yo, up and down, the Dow Jones yo-yo. The kids, who wants to learn more? Nayim, I want to read the op-ed page in the New York Times, Bis Lashon Hara, Bis Gossip, Bis Tutzach in the Welt. What am I wasting by the more Nayim? It says that that's why it's Geschmack to learn more Nayim. Because if you learn more Nayim, despite the fact that you really want to read the New York Times, Il Mole, Yetzara, Chedus, and Geschmack, Vayhavi, it's not the Yetzara, there wouldn't be Geschmack in learning. So the kids, the Yisoid is weiter though, so a tzaddik is always knows that everything in this welt, if it's interesting to read the New York Times, tzaddik says, I have a koyach of nigrakite, I'm curious, I'm not going to waste my curiosity to find out what's going on in Bangkok, and what's happening in North Korea with nuclear weapons, and what's happening in Iraq, how many people got blown up in Iraq today. I'm interested in more important things than that. So I'm curious what goes on. It's amazing. New York Times. I can read the New York Times from cover to cover. I haven't bought the New York Times in, I think it's that came to Muncie. I lived in the Florida. I said, oh, I can't wait to move to Muncie. I get the New York Times. And I came and said, no! This is the Emma's a little tired. So for 13 years, I've been struggling not to buy New York Times. And I was grabbed in the store in the middle of the summer. Something was going on. Something big was going on someplace, somewhere. What was happening in the summer? The war in Israel, yeah. So I walked into a store, and I saw the walk at the store, so I went to the store, and there was the New York Times. I figured, let me peek at least what's going on in there. It's show, shooting, what's going on, you know? And I said, yeah, maybe I'll buy it today for a dollar. So I show inside. So Grace and Mitzvah knows what's going on there. It's a show. Kind of knows it, right? It's a big Mitzvah, right? Kind of knows what's going on. Yeah. So I picked it up, and I said, I'm going to buy it. That's it. You know, I was on vacation, actually. Vacation, chemistry. I went to the mountains for 2 days. So I pick it up, and I opened the second section. So she goes, and the preacher's in the second section was so married, like I said, oh, the Satan is a Zachachom. He makes the first page, the first section A interesting. So I should look at section B. And section B is to be or not to be. And it's not to be. And he says, Satan will do anything to the mamash. I threw the thing down and said, Baruch Hashem, get out of here. It's unbelievable. So besides Bittul Torah, that's also Bittul Kedusha. But the Rebbeinu Shlom makes it that we go from Madrega to Madrega, says the Mar Nayim, but you should know. The higher you go, you realize that it ain't safe. If you're working at work, do you see an end to your work at work? Do you work sometimes, do you see an end, or it's going to never end your work? But the hope that you might do it, right? If you really work real hard, and you don't take any new clients, you might just finish your work someday. By Tariz Nishtazai, by Vodaz Hashem, the higher you go, the bigger it becomes. The more you know about the Rebbeinu Shlom, the more you love the Rebbeinu Shlom, because you have a bigger hasaga in the Rebbeinu Shlom. The gvoya, the kolshul, kama madregas gvoya maya gvoya. The higher you go, the higher the hasaga that there's higher to go. So by avodas Hashem, there is no end. It's ein gvul, ein tachlis, because the higher you go, the higher you know that there's where to go. This is the Yesaitis. Okay, see, there's some of the major Yesaitis from Heintike Morning Night. But what I want to share with you tonight, I'm very excited to share with you from the Kedushas Levi, Meredik Azachen. I want to share with you a pshat in the Torah Kedusha. So, the gentlemen, just brace yourselves. This will take another 15, 20 minutes. But you'll leave here with some grace Yesaitis and avoid this Hashem. I know it's late, but I'll try to explain to you what it means. Pinch yourself. I'll try to explain to you the state and how the parasha by the Bereshis, the second pasuk. Bereshis bar lehim as a shemayim v'zoretz. V'zoretz as a soy of a voyu, v'choshech apnei tahoim. V'ruach alehim v'rachefes apnei amoyim. The second pasuk says the world was total confusion, pust and vist, toy v'voyu, darkness, the ruach limrachev is, and the spirit of Hashem was hovering apnei amoyim. Why does it mean that ruach Hashem, ruach elokim, is merachev es apnei amoyim? Zokt Rashi that the ruach elohim is none other than kisei hakavod. The ruach elohim is the kisei hakavod of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And the Rabbeinu Shlalom has this kisei, which came down from Shemayim down to earth. Kisei gavur amid ba'avir u'merachev al pnei amayim beruach pir shel kadosh baruch hu u'mamara ki yayin merachev es al akan. Through the word of Hashem, Hashem's kisei hakavod was hovering like a helicopter, kaviyachol, like a hovercraft over the water, just like a dove, a yayna, a toibala, hovers over its nest, gets real close, and hovers real close to its nest. So too the Rabbeinu Shlom brought the kisei hakavod down to earth. Now why in the world did Hashem bring the kisei hakavod down to earth? That's the Kabbalah. This is Kabbalah. The kisei hakavod is in Shemayim. The kisei hakavod is the source of everything. The kisei hakavod is everything comes to the kisei hakavod. All around the Shamas kisei hakavod. And suddenly Hashem is bringing the kisei hakavod down to earth. What does that mean? What does it mean the kisei hakavod is hovering over the water? What's meant to us?
Who's asking the question? You're asking the question or the
usually? I'm asking the question. Let's see in Parshat Rashi. The question begs to be asked. So in order to answer the question, Rabbi Isai, I will quickly tell you a Gemara in Saita that we learned just last night. And from this Gemara in Saita, we'll extrapolate an answer. And I think it's more than an answer, but it's a big Yisaitis. I'll try to say it quickly. Gemara in Saita tells us of the famous story of Gemara in Aflam and Zion. We have the story of what happened at Yamsuf. What exactly happened at Yamsuf? The first man number of Meir says that Binyamin jumped into the sea, and Yehuda was very upset with Binyamin. A chutzpah, I'm the king, and kings go first. So where does Binyamin have the chutzpah to jump into Yamsuf before me? So according to the first mandamar, all the Shvatim wanted to jump in. Binyamin jumps first, and Yehuda throws stones at Binyamin. Shom is a pasuk in Tilm Samaches. Shom Binyamin soy roidem. Atigreidem el raid yom. The Hayasari Yehuda roidem by some Yehuda were throwing stones at them. And because Binyamin jumped in first, he had to leave, because Yehuda forced him to evacuate. But because he jumped in first, he was zeicher that the Shechina was in the chelik of Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the major part of the Mizbeach was in the chelik of Binyamin. So he had a big reward. The second mandamer says, no. The Yehuda says, that's not what happened. Fakir. All the Shvatim didn't want to jump, and no one wanted to jump, and Nachshon jumped in first, and because Nachshon representing Yehuda, he was the Nasi of Yehuda, jumped in first, and the water almost drowned him. So in that chus, he was zoiche to have malchus. Leficha zoch yudel malchus, lasas bem shalom. He wasn't stamma, he was bem shalom. The Yisrael. Shnema hois yudel kotshoi, Yisrael mam shaloisav. You know why? Because hayom rov yonis. Since the yam ran away from Yehuda, when Yehuda jumped in, therefore he was zoiche to malchus. So according to the first mandomer, Binyamin jumped in the first, but Yehuda threw him out. And according to the second mandomer, Fakert, Yehuda jumped in the first on his own. But the Samach Leg is going on between Yehuda and Yamin. Ephes is going on over here. And Binyamin had some shaykhs, he jumped in first, he was chased out. Maybe Yehuda jumped in first. What's going on over here? So Taisus here tells us a mechilta. Taisus has a mechilta, which is the medrash of Shmais. And the mechilta says the following. That it's like a king. A melech bas radam, he had two sons. He had one big son, one older son, one younger son. And he gives both sons conflicting instructions. He tells the younger son, the Benai Katan, wake me up tomorrow morning, please, at Neitzachama, sunrise, crack of dawn. He tells the older son, don't wake me up till 3 hours in the day. Wake me up at 9:30, 10 o'clock, late. Today, 3 hours in the day. Nate's tomorrow, I think, is 7, 12. 3 hours in the day is very vase. It's almost like 10 o'clock or so. So, meanwhile, next morning, the younger son is about to wake up his daddy, the melech, and the older son says, no! Tati gave me different instructions. He said, wait till 3 hours in the daytime. The younger says, no, he gave me instructions right away. Meanwhile, while they're fighting, the king gets up himself. And he says to his sons, you know what? You both meant l'shem shemayim. You both meant the right thing. And therefore, I'll give you both your rewards. So too, which is the younger son, Binyamin. Binyamin wanted to jump in right away. He's like the son who wanted to jump in by Neitzachama early. And Yehuda is the older son, and his instructions were to open to wake up a father late, 3 hours in the day. That's Yehuda who told Binyamin, you don't jump first, wait for me. I'm a king, I go slow. That's what the Mechilta says. So you have to understand what the Mashal means also. What does the Mashal mean? What does it mean? So the Netziv, Agreisa Litzvah Shechosid, the Lajner, the Heilig and Netziv, the Sefer and Rami Sadeh, said that there was a major Machlaikas here between Yehuda and Binyamin. What's the best way to have Kiddush Hashem? It's a Merid Geshba Pshat. He says, you know, there's two things. There's Derech HaTeva, there's Derech Neis. There's the miracle way, and there's the regular way. Binyamin said, I want to have Kiddush Hashem over here. And the best way to have Kiddush Hashem is an open miracle. So I'm going to force the Rabbanu Shalom, I'm going to jump in the water, and I'm going to about to be drowning. I'm going to force the Rabbanu Shalom that he should make an instant splitting of the sea to save my life. Otherwise, I'll drown. Hashem, and I'm going to jump in. Yehuda said no. It'll be a bigger Kiddush Hashem if the miracle here happens, I'll be teva. Now, it said in the Torah that the wind, the Ruach Kodim, was blowing. So, Yehuda said, I'm not going to jump in right away. I'm going to let the wind keep on blowing, and the wind will blow for a few hours, and it'll dry out the path in the sea, and it'll blow away the water, and in a couple of hours I'll go through, and people will see that the Rabbi Shalom is in charge of nature. Yet his word, it's a bigger Kiddush Hashem to show that the Rabbi Shalom is the master of everyday nature than it is to show an open miracle, which is really what the Ramban says in Parshas Bo. What does Ramban say in Parshas Bo? That it's Nisim Geluyim and Nisim Nistarim. And it's a bigger thing to believe in Hashem. To believe in Nisim Geluyim, big deal, believe in Nisim Geluyim. And in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, they had 10 Nisim Geluyim. Dams Radeh, Kidam Arav Dever. Big Nisim Geluyim. That's not the highest Madrega. The highest Madrega is to believe that every single day of life, that Nisim Nistarim, that life is a miracle. And that your blood running through your veins is a miracle. And that your head is still awake at 10 to 11 to even hear something is a miracle. That's called Nisim Nistarim. And that Hashem sent you Parnasa today. And I needed to make a pair of my yeshiva yesterday. I need a lot of money. And Baruch Hashem, someone came over and gave me a big check without much ishtadlus. That's an ace nister. Looks like it just happened. No, it was mamash a miracle to me. Mamash a gevaldik an ace. So to believe that Hashem is running everything in nature, and that my hand moving right now is an ace when the Rebbe gives me kaya, my hand should move, and my vocal cords should vibrate, that's a bigger kiddush Hashem. So you would just say, I'm not jumping in right away. I would rather let the wind blow. And people say, wow, look at Hashem. He made a miracle happen through nature. I mean, it didn't happen before like this, that the wind should blow a whole night and dry out the land. So it's not an open miracle, mamash, that suddenly, boom, the sea splits. But it's a nice sister that mamash, Hashem make things happen. Look at that. Slowly, slowly, in a couple of hours, it dried out. That was machlaikas. That was machlaikas. What's better, a nice nigla or a nice nister? That's what the tzif says. But I would like to say, and this is shtika, you could put it into the words of the tzif too, but I would like to say that the machlaikas is really telling in the words of the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi, I think we learned this a few months ago, in Parshas B'Shalach, says Yisod Rabbeisai, and with this Yisod you can stand a lot of things. But you have to have a little patience to let me explain it to you properly. You with me, Gedalia? Okay. So, the Kedush Levi says that he can clear Hakir. He's a big lamna, the Kedush Levi. He was a big Rosh Yeshiva. And he said, clear Hakira, why did Nachshon jump into the sea? And you still will get back to Bereshis, by the way. What was Nachshon's kavana when he jumped in the sea? Was his kavana that, you know what, I don't know if the sea's going to split. I'm in Maisa Nefesh. I'll die, I'll kill Hashem. Hashem said to place he'll go. I don't know if he'll split. Maybe he won't. I might drown, but who cares? Kill Hashem. I'm dying, I'll kill Hashem. Or no. Yehuda had bitachon gemura that there would be a miracle, and he wanted Mekashim Shemayim by the sea splitting. He was obviously was split. And the Kedushas Levi says, Yesoid Gadol, and this is Chiddush, you're going to jump in this Chiddush. You won't see us Yoshi the same way anymore. Says the Kedushas Levi that Avada Gevist Yehuda had absolute faith without any Shaila. Nachshon had no question that the sea would split for him. And it was that faith that made it split. He had such faith that Yehuda the Kedushas Levi, that the Shiras Hayom was said Koidem Kriyas Yamsuf. Koidem, that's Oz Yasha Moshe. Then, because Moshe knew what's going to happen later, and he was so inspired by Nachshon, that the Yidden, led by Nachshon and Moshe, said the Shira even before it split. He was so sure it's going to split. And he said, that's the Yisod in life. When you're sure something's going to happen, it's going to happen. And Parnassus, Yisod in Parnassus, he says, if you have Daigas by Parnassus, and you're not sure, he says, Hashem, maybe I have to work harder, I have to find a new deal, make up a new business. One store is not enough, two locations, more advertising. Thus, Yenth, if you have doubts in your pranasa, you are restricting your pranasa. When you have sveikas, you're killing your pranasa. When you go to work every day, I have no shy, levada, Hashem's going to send me pranasa. Whatever's coming, he's going to come to me. Now he's going to come, he's going to run after me. I have no shy, levada, whatever's coming, he's going to run after me. I have to run after it. He's going to run after me. I be talking to more of us, kump me of it, noch leuven, it's going to run after you. But if you don't believe, if you think you have to run after your pranasa, what's going to happen? It's going to run away from you. It all depends what you believe. If you believe that Hashem wants to take care of you, He'll take care of you, and it's going to run after you, my friend. That's, I'm not investing in anything. It's going to come to me. Whatever's coming to me, it'll come to me without any ishtadlus. Yehuda jumped into the sea with a bitachon gemura that he's going to have a Yeshua. Miriam Hanavia brought the Taifa Machal. She had Vadai, that there's going to be a Nais. That's why she took out cymbals and drums and everything. And after that, Oz Yashir Moshe, that Moshe sang because of the future. He knew about it. And Kriyas Yamsev is the Zarusa de Latata. And he says, listen to this, Rabbi, he says, that this is the aside. That there is two Hanhogas in the Bria. There's Hanhoga of Yeshiva, and Anhaga Damida. There's Anhaga of sitting Anhaga and a standing Anhaga. Which one do you think is stronger, sitting or standing? Why is it strong halacha? That when Hashem runs the world while he's sitting, or when Hashem runs the world while he's standing? Hashem, is it bigger? What is the more powerful way of running this world? When Hashem is sitting, or when Hashem is standing? What? So, we have here the sheet. Vazog de Abdubit. What? Standing? Standing. What do you say, Binyamin? Standing. What do you say? What do you say, Gedalia? Standing. What do you say, Menashe? Standing. How do you like that? Zogt the Heilige Kedushas Levi as a Kedavra Pashat, that the main Anogaz Hashem is when he's sitting. Sitting is the Iker. There's no question about it. And that is the Medrash and Azyoshi, and I'll get right back to Bracious. Just have patience. Therefore it says, as the Medrash says, Zog the famous Medrash on Oz Yashir Moshe Hado Dechsev. Tell me if you recognize this pasuk. Nochain Kisacha Mi Oz Me Oilam Ata. Sound familiar? Nochain Kisacha Mi Oz Me Oilam Ata. Say that. Have you said that pasuk lately? You don't know. Nochain Kisacha Mi Oz. You say it twice a week. You say it actually three times. You say it once, twice. Yimol. Hashem Malak is Lavesh. Nochain Yisacha Me'oz Ve'olamata. Kapitel Tzadik Yimol. Zog the Medrash that Nochain Kisacha, Hashem's Kisei, HaKovet, became Nochain, Stark, from Oz Yashir. What does that mean? You're listening. Here is a murder Yisait. Zog the Medrash Moshel. There's two kinds of madregas and kings. There's a melech and there's Augustus. And Augustus is an emperor. That's bigger than melech. What's the difference between a melech and an Augustus? A melech, when the troops go by the melech, when there's a review, the melech stands up and salutes. And Augustus sits down. When you're holding by emperor's shaft, you sit down. So the Medrash says there was once a melech. And he won a big battle. The people said, you know what? You're not a melech anymore. Now you're Augustus. Sit down on your throne. So too, until Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rosh was only a melech. But now, by Kriyas Yamsuf, he became an Augustus. And Augustus sits on his chair. Nochain Kisacha Me'oz, Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, became firm from Oz Yashir. What's the pshat? That's the pshat. When Yidden have gevaltig bitachon Hashem, then Hashem has bitachon in us. As Kaviyachal, we become Hashem's kisei. We become Hashem's throne. He can count on us that, you know, these Yidden, they'll be there for me. I can always count on them bitachon. Zee shall always believe in me. He's not going to run away from me. So when Yidden have a, when it's a sarusa dilatata, when the Osiris, when the inspiration to believe in Hashem comes from us, that means we have such gevalt to bitachon. That means we're fast, we're firm, we're steadfast, established, knack, firm, solid, solid, firm, solid. When we are as firm in our Munu Hashem, like Nachshon was, he jumps into the water. I have no shaila, Hashem's making a Kriyas Yamsuf. That's called, we become the Kisei to Rabban Shalom. Nachon Kisacha, Me'oz. Because they said the Shira. They said Shira in advance, said the Kedush Levi. Because they said Shira even before it happened. That's what bitachon they had. That's why Hashem is called Anhogas Akisei. You hear? It's called Anhogas Akisei. And Memela, he says, it's a Merde Gazach. And he, Derek Chagav, says that that's called Sarius Atachton. It's a Sarius Atachton. And it's a Gavaltika Madrega Vemun Bashem. It's a Gavaltika Madrega Vemun Bashem. And he says, that's what the Lashon of the Medrash is, that when the Yidden said, Oz Yashir, that Nisyashu Malchusa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains that this, listen to this, it's worth coming just for this little shtickle. That's the difference on Rosh Hashanah. You haven't forgotten Rosh Hashanah, I hope. It's been just 3 weeks ago. We had Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Meumet. Why do you have to have two kinds of Tkiyas? The Teret is because the two kinds of Tkiyas, Rosh Hashanah is being Mamlech the Rabbanishlam. This is... Rosh Hashanah, we're making Hashem into the Melech. There's two kinds of malachim. There's a melech and there's Augustus. The highest madrega is tekiyus the miyushiv. Because then we say, Rabbi Shalom, we make the brachas with the tekiyus the miyushiv. Hashem, our faith in you is so stark, you can sit on us. You can lean on us. You can count on us. And the second key is the key is the movement. That's not so stark. Movement means that we stand up because Hashem comes down to us. We stand up like the grip where Hashem is bringing down to us. When it's Isarusa de la'ela, then we stand up. When it's Arusa de la'ta, means we're sitting down. We're fast. See, at key is the miyushev, tzvei oifanim of being mamlech the Rabbi Shalom. Two ways, gewaltic. And Derech Agav, he says, listen to this, that that's called Alma de Yeshiva. Alma de Yeshiva is when we are Ma'ar the Midas Taivis. And when we have to wait for the Bajan to come, that's called Alma de Amida. And he says, Shmoyne Esrei is Alma de Amida, but Kriyashma is Alma de Yeshiva. Shmoyne Esrei is Alma de Amida. So the truth of the matter is, this is a Gvalta Gazach. Usually we believe that, you know, Yidden, by us, when we daven, you think that the spitz of davening is Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone looks at Kriyashma as being like an introduction to Shmoneh Esrei. That's false. Kriyashma is more important than Shmoneh Esrei. It's the Raisa. But now tell me you stand in the Merde Gazach. Listen to this, you're going to flip. The Orach HaShulchan, the Heilig Orach HaShulchan, brings down a Gvalta Gakasha in Simon Nun Beis. Orach HaShulchan. In Hilchos Pesukah Zimra, brings down a Zayra Kodesh, a part of Truma, which is a Meredith Abam Kasha. How come? In Pesukah Zimra every day, first we say the Zmiris of David Melch, which is just Tillim, which is Ksuvim, and we end off with Oz Yashir. That's Tyra. L'Chayish is the opposite. We say Oz Yashir first. It's Tyra. Like in Rosh Hashanah, the Pesukim, we say first, in the 10 Pesukim of Malchi, the Chayish of Shaivers, first say Tyra. Then it should be really Nevi'im, but we say Ksuvim first for a reason, but you start with Tyra. We say Tyra, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im. But Tyra is always first. So how come, as I frank desire, Kaddish, Tyra is Truma. Here, Kasha, why is Oz Yashir last? It should be first. Ever desire, Adarabba. Adarabba, Faker. Davka, because Oz Yashir is so stark, we say it last to put it as close as possible to Kriyashma. What does that mean? As I stand in Zohar, as I bring it from the Zohar. And you know why? Because he says, Kriyashma is Telusa the Miyushev. He says, we want to have Oz Yashir as close to possible to Kriyashma, which is called Telusa the Miyushev. Because there's a Kedushin in Kriyashma too. You say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's called Kedusha the Miyushev. The sitting down Kedusha. And then Shmoneh Esrei, you have the standing up Kedusha. Which is more Chashev? You thought it was a standing up Kedusha. You're wrong. The most chashev of Kedusha is sitting down. Why? Because sitting down means that our emunah is so stark. We say, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu, the Hashem can sit on us, he can count on us, he can lean on us. We support the Rabbi Shalom Kav Yachol. Nochon Kisachem Yaz. And now, after hearing the words of the Kedusha's Levi, we really understand what the Zohar means. That's why that's the Tzad HaShavah between Oz Yashir and Kriyashma. Because Oz Yashir is also Alma Dev Yushav. Oz Yashir is that with a kisei to the Rabbanu Shalom. Our emunah is so stark with a kisei. So if you're Oz Yashir has to be as close as possible to Kriyashma. The both sitting down. What? Oh, and therefore the Bach says, the Bach Paskind, here in Siman Nun Gimel, you should sit down for Oz Yashir. And the Bach says you should sit down here for Yishtabach. Because the Torah says that the Shliach Tzibur stands for Yishtabach. Zok the Bach, I hope long arch, the big Bach over here, Api Kabbalah. But Zok the Bach, the Heilige Bach, that really, even the Oilim sits down for Yishtabach. The Shliach Tzibur stands up, so there shouldn't be a hefse between Yishtabach and the Kaddish, he says. The Oilim should sit down. Betan should sit down. So it's Zok the Bach. The Oilim should sit down for Oz Yashir. And I'll tell you another Chiddush. The Rambam in Chatzilah, I punctuated during the Rambam, the other day, the Rambam in Chatzilah says, don't tell anybody that you're supposed to say Oz Yashir after Yishtabach. Here. The Rambam says Oz Yashir is after Yishtabach. What's Pshat? According to the Zohar, it's Gevaltik. Because the Zohar says that Bitama Maila of Oz Yashir, it should be as close as possible to Kriyashma. What's the Shaychas? Ah, but the Kedusha's Levi. Verstehen wir the Shaychas. Because the Zohar says the Maila of Kriyashma is because it's Selusa de Miyushim. It's a sitting down Tfila. Sitting down tefillah means that Amunah is very stark. It's like a throne. You can sit on it. And according to the Kuzis Levi, the Medrash, Nochon Kisach HaMayaz, that with Oz Yashir, it shows we had such Amunah, we said Oz Yashir even before it happened. That's the Madreg of Nochon Kisach of Mek Hashem's Kisei very stark. Do you hear what's going on over here? So Mela, that was exactly, I'll conclude your Rabbi Isai, because I don't want you to fall asleep without saying, you know, Hamapel first, so I gotta conclude. So, Mela, we understand the machlekes between Binyamin and Yehuda. Binyamin, we like the Kedush David is very poshut. Binyamin didn't have the same Adrega of Amuna that Yehuda had. Binyamin was the young kid. And Binyamin was willing to jump into the water almost to die. Binyamin Takil wanted to be Moshe Nefesh. And Yehuda said, that's not the Anhaga. The Anhaga has to be the Anhaga of a king. And mine is the way, the right way. I want to jump in al manas that we should live. Because it's more important to live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. Because when you die al Kiddush Hashem, you only do it once. When you live al Kiddush Hashem, every single minute of your life is al Kiddush Hashem. Alright, the whole day. Yiddish, Helik, fine. It's a Kiddush Hashem, 24/7. Right? You look at Tisha Katz all day. It's Kiddush Hashem again and 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 again. You die of Kiddush Hashem, it's one time, it's over. Finished. So Yehuda said, I'm not jumping and I'm gonna have to die. I'm jumping and I'm gonna have to live. And it takes a little time to prepare myself for that. And that's why Malchus comes from Yehuda. Now, Binyamin had a little bit of Malchus, because Shaul, the first Melech, came from him. But that's a Rangishprung in the Malchus. That's premature Malchus. Shaul's Lashon Shela. He only like borrowed the Malchus. But Yehuda had the Emes of Malchus. The Emes of Malchus means I have such a Tzaddik Moishel B'yiris Hashem. Yishtei B'davim Melech. Tzaddik Moishel B'yiris Hashem. When the Melech has absolute B'tochen B'Hashem and Yir Shemayim, as B'tochen is as stark as a firm rock, and you can sit on it like a throne, that's Malchus. See, Yehuda said, I'm waiting. You don't jump in, Yom. That's Mari B'Malchus. He threw stones at him. Too early, jumping in too early. The Mela Rabbi said, with all that, we go back to, now you understand why, on the second day, the Shaitan Pasuk, that the Rabbi Shalom was Ruach L'Kim Rachev as Lepnei Amaya. Not the first day, I'm sorry. The very first thing, the second Pasuk. The second pasuk, Bereishis Bar Elohim is the Shemayim Vazaretz. Why did Hashem create Shemayim Vazaretz? Vazaretz is the Toiv Avayu. The ganze Welt is confused. The ganze Welt, there was no, when you looked at the Welt at that time, there was no evidence of a Rabbeinu Shalom. When you look at the world today, you see Marav Masech Hashem. Everywhere you look, you see Amunah. Every place you look, you see Amunah Hashem. Because the world is so beautifully designed. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, a bee, a bird, a butterfly, a grass, everything says it's a Rabbeinu Shalom. But not yet when it was Tov Avayu. When the world was confusion, then if the world had stayed that way, it would be a world of confusion. There would be no Amunah. The world wasn't finished yet. There was no evidence of God. So because our says it's a Tov Avayu, and it was Choshech al Pnei Tohayim, and it was really darkness, and darkness, you couldn't see Hashem. So what happened? The ruach elohim rachef as lapnei amoyim. Zok drashi ki se yakov et oimid ba'avir rach apnei amoyim beruach pishu lakadosh baruch hu marak yoyin rachef as lakam. In other words, Hashem said, right away, my purpose is that I should make from Toiv Avayu a place for Ashuras Hashchina. I want that to be such an amun and be talking the veld that my ki se yakov should have a place to land in this world. It was only rachef at that time. It couldn't come down for a landing because there's no mocking for it. Kisei Kovet means that the Olam and the Welt has so much Amunah Hashem that Nochon Kisach HaMayaz. At the time of the Bria, it was still Toiv Avayu. And there was no people anyway. There was no other Rishon. There's no Amunah. Without Amunah, the Kisei Kovet has no place to land. There's no place to land. It was Merachefes. It was Vakaldik. It was the opposite of Nochon. Merachefes means Sazoi. Just like the Yonah goes flapping up and down. It has no place to land. But the tachlis is, it wants a place to land. So that's why what's going on here? The very first thing that you have in the Torah HaKadoshah. By Bereishis is, it's Toiv Avayu. So why did I create the world? Because for Ruach, Lim, Rachev, Zafnei Amayim, I want the Kisei HaKovet to have a place to land, which means I want to be firm. I want to be nachayim. And nachayim is only shayach that I should continue with the bria and go from atzilus, bria, yitzira, asiya. Should be asiya means the world is perfect. B'diyuk. And you see merav masecha Hashem every place you look. And there's amuna. Kulam b'chach masisa. Malaret kinyanecha. There's many ways of acquiring Hashem in the world when the creation will be finished. So Hashem davka brought the kisei hakavod down to earth. Mamash, the first thing he did, even before he finished the whole bria, to show my tachlis is I want a landing strip for my kisei hakavod. Meanwhile, it's merachefes. It's not nachayim. It's shaky. But mit Hashem, when I finish the bria, and there'll be another region over here, soif maisa machshav etchila, there'll be people whose amunah so stark, there'll be nachayim kisacha me'oz. I won't just be the melech of the world. I'll be the Augustus. I'll be the emperor. And that is the pshat in this Rashi over here. I'm pshat and savior Rashi's. Avoisai, class dismissed. Zayge benched. Needs to get the pshat. Fine.